Thousands of fans from across Bour County coverage in Bour Town to witness today wrestling competition between teams from Abodit and Gwala. In the end, the Abodit wrestlers beat the Gwala team 3-1. It's one of several wrestling matches that occurred in recent weeks during Independence Day celebration across Jonglei State. State officials have adopted wrestling as a positive activity, saying it teaches young people disciplines, focus, and how to represent themselves in a professional manner in public. Jonglei State's Minister of Youth and Sport, Culture and Heritage, Peter Cholwal, says that in the Dinga Bour culture, a sport champion always earns more respect in his community. Cholwal, the ministry plans to formally support wrestling competition in the future.
Whenever there is an occasion, like what happened the time of celebration, we invite a few teams to come and perform. So in the future, we want to develop the rules of the game, because now already there are rules, but also we want to add something to be written rules in the future, because we believe if we develop it, it can be adopted by the whole country.
Wrestling has been grown in popularity here for some time. In 2012, Jonglei State Youth Ministry vowed to extend cultural activities, including wrestling, to 11 counties in Jonglei State. Unfortunately, the wrestling association formed that year was abandoned when fighting broke out in late 2013. But it marked a comeback. Taban Ajangong, a well-known wrestler from Kolnyang Payam, says, wrestling and traditional dance create important opportunities for socialization and building relationships for young men and women. He says, attending the match offers a chance to meet people from different communities who ordinarily would never know each other.
If there are wrestling matches, girls will meet young men and have a chance to get married. Girls have to be seen at these dancing places or at the wrestling matches. So for us, we take wrestling as part of our culture.
43 years old, Kwot Jonakej is from Jale winning team. He says wrestling is a cultural traditional passed down from their grandfathers. Akej says it provides an opportunity to demonstrate your skill to the general public.
I just want to add to the people, because some people, they take the wrestling as something between you and other. But let them take it easy. It's the match. You know, when you are wrestling, it's just kind of like you are showing your people that how good I am. And tomorrow you will take the same way and you will beat the other part too.
Jacob Dengkwal, a youth leader in Abi, a community within Kolnyang Payam, says watching wrestling match is more entertaining than most people think.
The wrestling which we normally take here is just only like the football match, wherever you lose and you win. So now, as myself, I'm from the loser team, but I feel happy because it's a motivation to the entire community to bring the cultures together as one.
In South Sudan, the most prominent wrestlers are cattle keepers, mostly from either the Dinga Bour community from Jonglei State, Church, Aliap, and Atwots from Lake State, Mundari from Central Equatoria, and Latuko from Eastern Equatoria State. In December 2010, Jonglei State wrestling teams won the championship prize of 10,000 South Sudanese pounds, or $4,000, after beating Central Equatoria State 1-0 in the final match. Wrestling fans hope championship prize like that will become more common as the sport continues to become more popular. For BOA News, I'm Jacob Achek from Bour.